Kaya FM Podcast. Inside your business on Kaya Biz with Kukuletho Mfuphi.
We are now going to speak to our guest who's joined us in studio to get inside her business and really find some learnings that we can share with us, with all of you as well at home, in terms of how to get into the property investment space. Now, for anyone who hasn't bought property before, it can seem like quite a tumultuous exercise. You might be intimidated by the figures and the numbers, by the taxes and duties that might be involved, or even just how to interact with a developer if you are looking to purchase a property that has just been developed and brand new, literally in terms of being built. But sometimes you don't need to walk that journey alone. You can have partners and several investors who club together with you to not only raise the capital, but even find some of these properties to invest in. And that leads us to speak to the founder of Sakhisizwe Property Stokvel, who joins us today. She's also the chairperson of the Stokvel Group, if I'm not mistaken. Slindile Liseane, who joins us in studio. Sawubona, Slindile.
Sawubona, sikhunjani.
Ngiyaphila. It's so good to have you. Relax. You are at home here, literally.
Thank you.
I must say that when I first did research on you, I was surprised by the corporate background, which we won't touch on in terms of the institutions that you work for, but you are one educated lady, international experience, an MBA, and working for one of the leading financial institutions in South Africa, and yet at the same time, helping other people find, financial success and wealth creation opportunities through Sakhisizwe. What a journey you've walked.
Absolutely. It's been an amazing journey. Having worked in corporate and, you know, having studied part-time and all of that experience, you know, I think it has shaped and molded the person that I am. And even with the Stokvel, you know, I do work in financial services. So it's just a matter of, you know, how do we make it relatable and understandable to people so we bring more people on board in a language that they understand. Yeah. Because working in finances, we talk about these fancy terms that people don't really understand. But when you talk a Stokvel, people understand what you're talking about. But it's something that we grew up understanding. And Stokvels nowadays are getting so sophisticated in terms of the way that they're investing. They're investing in unit trust, in shares, in property, and all of those other things. And it's because when you talk investment Stokvel, you're automatically speaking something that a person can relate to, and then you draw them in that way. Whereas if you come and you say, let's talk property investment, or you talk about, you know, these fancy terms that people don't understand, you lose them, you know. But if you just bring it down a level to a conversation that everybody can relate to.
Oh, you're exactly my kind of person, because you're quite right. We get lost in the terminology, right? In the gearing, in the leverage, in the capital that's raised, in the yields that you might get from your property investment. And this is where I'm hoping that you can also help us just understand a little bit more about Sakhisizwe Property Stokvel. How did it come about, and what's your mandate in terms of helping more South Africans, specifically Black South Africans, fully understand the kind of wealth they can generate from property investments?
So Sakhisizwe Property Stokvel is all about people who want to invest in property. And, you know, myself having been, you know, a mom of three.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, working, and at the time that even Sakhisizwe Property Stokvel started, I was doing all of those things, you know. And it was like, how do we get more people investing in property, you know? So now for the average person who, you know, is looking for alternative investments, who doesn't have time or wants to even invest in property or doesn't have the amount of money that's required if you're doing it on your own, they don't know where to start. It's all overwhelming in the beginning. But if you all know that, you know, we are clubbing in together, we understand the benefits and the risk, but then we're sharing them. So you're not doing this on your own, so that if you make a mistake, you make a mistake on your own and you lose this loss of money. So you're coming in at a lower price point, and therefore you are able to then benefit, you know, when we are actually reaping the rewards of this investment. But, you know, because we are all doing it collaboratively, we're not just contributing the capital only or the funds, but also in the learning, you know. So we're saying, this is the property that we've identified, this is why it's going to work, these are the numbers, this is the income from it, these are the expenses.
Wow.
So everybody gets involved, and so they learn. So some of our members come in, you know, and it's like the first time that they're investing in property, had never done it before. And then through the way that we do our, even we have like info sessions where we bring experts on board to come and just teach our members about investing in property, they actually end up having the confidence to branch off and do their own investing. So it really is about not just clubbing from a money perspective, but also, you know, crowdfunding knowledge, you know, so that you don't have to go and individually learn. Now you are learning with other people as well. So some of these terms are a bit complicated. Like, for example, the property that we're buying it in a trust. Some people have never even heard of what is a trust. How does it work? What are the benefits? And now some of the members are asking questions. Okay, can I set up a family trust? You know, can I do this, you know, in my own, for my own family, you know? So now we're bringing concepts that had never been heard, you know, to ask as Black Africans, you know. So now we're making it like a normal language. Like we talk about trust like it's an everyday thing now.
Which we should be.
Which we should be. Yeah. You know, but now we're having those conversations like, okay, that's not in the trust deed and all of those things. So we're having these everyday conversations like nje, into senza every day. You know what I'm saying? So we're just bringing that level of knowledge to our members as well, and that level of, you know, thinking about the investment. And also, you know, when people say, how much money are you going to make? They want to make these ridiculous amounts of money. Mm. And I'm like, then we're not the one for you. You know, if you want to make 100% returns in 2 months, we are not the ones for you. So it's all about just bringing that level of awareness and knowledge.
That is such a beautiful example that you share with us, because I think because of the current climate of the economy, because we've always been on the back foot of creating wealth, everybody does want a quick buck, right? Mm. Everybody is looking for that phenomenal level of return. And how have you managed that, aside from actually telling people and educating them that, look, actually, this is not how it works? Mm. How have you managed a lot of the negative misconceptions that some of us as South African investors have about property? Specifically when it comes to stock files, because I guess there's been a lot of questions about how do we manage this as a group of individuals who actually have their own individual desires as well.
Yes, it's all about communicating. Mm-hmm. It's about actually, especially when you're doing it as a crowd, it's about even over-communicating so that there's no question marks.
Yeah.
You know, so even if maybe somebody misunderstood how we work it out, we communicate and we say this is how it actually works. So I think just the communication and the transparency with which we do everything, because all our members have got 24/7 access to all the financials. Like we use an app that they can just go and log in. They can
Stock
go
fella,
and see
if I'm not
Stock
mistaken.
Fella, correct. Yes. So they can go and see when money leaves the platform. They get instant notification. So all of that brings a level of comfort. And we've got like WhatsApp group. We've got email that we communicate. We make phone calls. So I'm available. You know, I've actually availed myself to the members. They know, and also with my team, they know, you know, where to get hold of us if they've got a question. Mm-hmm. So there's not this, you know, you're investing and but you don't know who the people are behind it.
Yes.
So we're very transparent in terms of who we are. We even, because property is a public good. You can't say you've bought a property that you haven't. You know,
right.
If you are saying that we've bought a property right now, we've recently bought a property in Potchefstroom next to Northwest University. It's a student accommodation. We tell them the address. You know, it's in Albert Luthuli, number XYZ. Do you know what I'm saying?
Beautiful.
They can go there and see it. You know, they can go to deeds information and they can go and see who does this property registered to. It's that's the thing about property. It's not like other investments where you never really know what happens behind the scenes. There you can go and you can, you know, and if they say, no, we don't know those people, then, you know, then you get worried.
Precisely.
You know?
Oh my God. Sounds like a phenomenal journey that you've been on. And I'm loving the fact that we're emphasizing the education, the understanding, the accountability as well. And of course, as we so often mention on the show, making sure that these companies are regulated, and as is correctly done with your particular company being Sakhisizwe Property Stokvel. If you've just joined us on the line, we are speaking to Slindile Lesiane. She is the founder of Sakhisizwe Property Stokvel. She also has a great level of history and experience within the private sector, working for financial institutions, but has also, I understand, participated in many other sectors in really, like you say, you're building the nation here, right? In terms of financial knowledge and institutional knowledge. And I'm just in awe of how you've done this. But I guess coming back to the title of this particular segment of the show, Inside Your Business, pre and post COVID, we've seen phenomenal data about how there's been an increase in applications for people submitting home loan applications, looking to invest in property. What's the impact of COVID been on Sakhisizwe Property Stokvel?
You know, contrary to popular belief, we have done exceptionally well. We have done exceptionally well during the lockdown. I think a lot of people became aware of them because we pay our members out on a monthly, like the returns from our properties and all those things. So I think it actually made people be aware of, you know, this reliance of a single source of income, that, you know, you've got a table that's balancing on one leg. If that one leg breaks, you are in trouble. So, you know, pre-lockdown, you know, we were not that big, but I think we really blew up over lockdown. And also because of the uncertainty, you know, they say that if there's blood on the streets, that's when you make a lot of money.
True.
So I think a lot of people were, you know, upselling their properties because they were panicking or whatever. So there were many opportunities as well within the crisis, you know. So we've done exceptionally well. And I think our members really we haven't really seen anyone saying they want to pull out, maybe one or two, but not that many. And we do work with those who do want to exit because we understand the current economic climate and all of that. So but really all our members have been committed in terms of contributing regularly, in terms of being committed to their investment journey, in terms of understanding well that this is a long-term game. It's not something that's going to be quick wins. So to be quite honest with you, we were not that negatively impacted. In fact, it was the opposite.
Wow. And as you say, you've educated some of your members to the extent where some of them then invest in property independently.
Correct.
That's significant because it actually means that you're paying it forward in terms of
absolutely.
Your messaging.
Absolutely. And also, you know, being involved in like investment circles, you know, I would notice that, you know, there's not a lot of black, especially even females in the investment. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about not only, you know, like in corporate, we talk about the pay gap,
yes.
you know, but there's also like a wealth gap or like an investment gap where a lot of women are not investing in property, you know. So that's one of those things that, you know, when I go to networking events and I see that, but where are our people? Why are they not? And when you look at the statistics, women are buying property, but we're buying property for residential purposes. We'll buy the ones that we want to live in, but we're not buying the ones for investment. So we don't take it the next level.
What are we scared of?
I think it's fear of the unknown. It's fear of the unknown. You know, when you know better, you do better. You know, if you don't know, like you were saying earlier when you were with your opening segment, that it seems overwhelming. You're like, where do I start? You know, whereas, you know, when our members maybe start off in the stock file, they then learn, oh, okay, so I don't just go randomly onto the portals and buy the first property that I see. I don't just offer the asking price that's there. I can negotiate it. You know, I don't have to offer what's there. You know, how do I actually evaluate the value of the property? How do I run the numbers? You know, I must actually look at what's the income. What are the expenses from that property? So now you're looking at it like as an investment and not just to think any property is an investment. And that's not the case.
Yeah.
There's a property, there's an investment property. Those are two separate things.
Slindy, you've taught us so much in the brief moments that we've had with you. And there's so much more I'd love to explore. But I think let's start off on helping people understand if they're going to enter into a property stock file, whether it's with Sakisi's or any other establishment or even with their own friends, what are the key elements that they need to prioritize? Give us the top two.
I would say, firstly, understand what is the objective of that stock file. Because stock files are different. You know, the attorney that we work with calls it an idea. He calls a stock file an idea. It's like, what's your idea? What do you guys want to do? You know, it's an idea. You say, we want to perform a stock file so we can buy property. We want to form a stock file so we can buy groceries. Your idea? What's the end goal here? So understand what is your stock file's end goal, you know, and what is my obligations as a member? What are the terms and conditions around that? Do I pay? What happens if I don't pay? What happens if I decide I want to exit? So it's very important to understand what the objectives are, as well as understanding the rules of engagement, because that's very important.
Fantastic. I am so excited. We will find you. I see your website, Sakisi's, or propertystockfeld.co.za. Anything on social media that maybe we can follow and lead up to?
You can follow me. I'm Maslindi Lelisiane. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, as well as Facebook.
Fantastic. We will find you. We will ask you questions, and we know that you will be able to assist us. Thank you so much for your time this evening. Really appreciate you giving us some insight inside your business, being Sakisi's, or Property Stock Farm, for all of us who might be keen on wealth creation strategies and growing our own personal pockets. That was Slindi Lidisiane. She's the founder of Sakisi's Property Stock Farm.
Inside your business on Kaya Biz with Kukuletho Mfuphi. Kaya FM podcast. Go to kayafm.co.za for more.